This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated. It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like Neanderthal. Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Yo. I don't know why I just did that. I guess I'm trying to get into character. Anyway, man. I heard this the other day. Discipline has better attendance than inspiration. I don't know if that's an actual quote. I don't even know if I'm quoting what I heard correctly. But I say that because I know I'm late. I know I'm late getting the episode out this week. And it really came down to that. Like I have this grand idea for what I wanted to do. I'm not doing it this week. But I do have this grand idea for what I wanted to do. Shit got away from me. Like, that's, you know, no excuses. And so then when I didn't really have that, like, I don't know. And I had a busy weekend. Stop making excuses. Anyway, so I just decided, like, regardless of whether or not, you know, I have the grand thing that I was inspired to do ready to go this week, like, I need to remain disciplined and stick to my commitments to provide content on a weekly basis. And there's plenty of other cool shit that I can talk about. So let's do this. So yeah, anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And I must start by thanking you for being patient and for rocking with me and giving me any, you know, part of your day to just, you know, talk through some things and have some fun and I don't know, whatever. Relax, relate, release, you know, that kind of shit. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. But yeah, man, it's been a crazy week, though. It really has been a crazy week. And my anxiety has been through the roof. I got like a big life-changing thing in the works. I hate to be like this vague just to start the episode, but I don't want to go into that either because I have a habit of like once I tell people about it, like then I don't work as hard to get it done or something. Like, I don't know, like 2 years ago, I felt like I told y'all I was writing a book. And at the time I said it, I was more than halfway finished writing the book. I have not finished writing the book. I feel like if I had shut the fuck up and finished writing the book, then I would have just told y'all, hey, I got a book out. But now you know what I'm saying? So same thing with this. And but yeah, I had to do some things this week, and I'm making these decisions and making these moves, and it's really on some like basic adulting type stuff. Like, I'm not doing anything that anybody my age probably hasn't done several times by now, but for me it'd be a first, and it'd be like a major, like, life changing first. And I did some things this week that I'm like super proud of, but you know, because of like I'm 40 and this really seems like basic, what normal people do kind of stuff. Like I don't feel like I have anybody I can talk to about like how proud I am of myself for doing this stuff. And it really isn't like the pride don't come from what it is that I did. The pride comes from the fact that like as simple a task as this was, like, so many obstacles came up, you know, in the midst of trying to get it done, that I know that me from like 3, 4, 5 years ago would have taken a few of it. You know, he'd have taken a couple of outs. You know, I had a couple of moments where it was just like, all right, maybe this is where I could have done the whole God is telling me I don't need to do this right now. I could have done all that type of shit and been like, ah, you know what? You know, too many things is happening. It's like saying that this ain't the right time, so I'm just not going to do it. But with everything that came up, I pushed through. Every time it seemed like it wasn't going to work or I couldn't see, you know, how it was going to work out, you know, I just kind of held on to the mentality that, like, I haven't lost until I stop fighting. So as long as, you know, As long as I got the energy or I got the will to keep going, there's still a chance that I can make this happen. And at the end of the day, the at least one of the steps toward the larger goal, I did, you know, push through all those barriers and get it done. And then it worked out in a way that, yeah, I didn't see going into it. I just kept trying shit, don't work, trying shit, that kind of thing. And so, yeah, that's a large part of my week. And I think by the time the weekend came, it was just such a relief from the anxiety. Like, I had been just on 1,000 and it was killing me. And then I had one of them practice what you preach moments, because I was talking to my mom on Sunday. Happy belated Easter, is that a thing, by the way? But yeah, I was talking to my mom on Sunday, and she's one of those people who cooks but don't like to cook, and then like complains about her food the whole time you're eating. And I was on the phone with her while she was trying to prepare like her Easter dinner, and she's just going through it. And I'm telling her, like, relax, chill, like, you know, all of your worries, everything that you're doing right now, or everything that you're feeling right now, in terms of anxiety toward cooking this meal, is based on, you know, worrying about things that haven't happened yet and most likely aren't going to happen. Like, if you stay in the present right now, everything is fine right now. Everything is okay right now. And if you could just stay here, you know, you wouldn't be wasting that energy feeling the way that you're feeling. Because, you know, she was saying she was exhausted. And I'm like, the majority of the energy that you're expending right now is on worrying. And if you could stop the worrying, if you could stay in the present and not worry about what might happen and just be here right now, you could save some of that energy. And then I had to say to her, yeah, that's way easier to say, because I spent the whole week worrying about some shit that hadn't happened yet and calling you about it. So I understand the hypocrisy in what I'm saying right now, mama, but I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to help. But yeah, I'm going to say this real quick before I move into the other shit. I am really looking forward to going home. And this is based on the conversations that I've had with my mom. But my mom has sold this relationship that my big sister and the animals around the house seem to have so much. I swear to God, I'm legit expecting like big sis to be like Cinderella or some shit when I get there. Like, she should be being carried down the stairs by birds and shit, like gliding, wearing a gown that was sewn by mice. It should be squirrels singing and playing background music. It should be lit, like super lit when I get there. And I can't wait, because my mom has been selling it. And it's like no bullshit. Like, she's been, apparently they're like birds and mice and God knows whatever else. Not mice, squirrels. I don't think my sister will fuck with mice. Maybe she do. I don't know. But it's like birds and squirrels that like recognize my sister and they will come up to her and she can feed them and they look for her. They come to the window and they're like looking around for her and stuff, and she can give them instructions and tell them what to do when they move. Like, my mom is selling it. Now, my mom's 73. She may be a little prone to hyperbole. I don't know. But I got to see this shit. And I'm going to let y'all know exactly how it goes down. But I'm looking forward to it. I really am looking forward to it. I do want to ask y'all, though. This is the mind of an overthinker. Welcome to my world. Welcome to what prevents episodes from being recorded until like Monday morning, when they got to come out on Monday. But this is the shit that goes through my head. Like, is it sexist that my mind went to the Cinderella comparison over Dr. Doolittle? Like, is that sexist? And then, like, beyond that, is it sexist that I feel like one comparison would be favorable over the other? Like, should being compared to Cinderella be just as dope as being compared to Dr. Doolittle? Or, you know what I'm saying, should I have gone one place before I went? I don't know. These are the things I worry about and I think about. And I don't got nobody to tell but the whole world. Like, whatever. The whole world don't listen to this shit. But I let me know. Let me know how you feel. Let me take a sip and we'll do the what I'm drinking type thing. So hopefully I've lost track of the teas. I'm going to go back through and like inventory and see what I've drank while recording and what I haven't. But tonight I am doing, because I had to like pump myself up. It is Monday at after 9 o'clock, and I'm still trying to get this out before midnight so I can say I got an episode out on Monday. So to do that, I am drinking, this is called Jet Black. This is another August Uncommon tea. It is a black tea with espresso beans and roasted mate. And I tell people like I cold brew it, but I mean, it's iced tea, basically. It was iced tea with espresso beans and, I don't put no sweetener in it. So it's somewhat like a black cold brew coffee, but it's not. But it's like it a little bit. I don't know, but I need energy. Hopefully y'all can hear it. Another sip. That's what we're doing tonight, keeping the teas going. Cause I do enjoy my tea. Fuck it though. Let's go into the Chef Elise update. Lord, let this be the right button.
Out of Pepe.
There we go. All right. So this is my Chef Elise off week. But it was Easter. I got a picture of her in her Easter dress, and she was, my beautiful little sweet pea. Man, this is so dope, like, watching her grow up. But I did have a super, like, scary moment with sweet pea this week that added to my anxiety, because I was overthinking how to respond to shit, and it was crazy. Anyway, basically, my ex called me. Not called. She texted. My ex texted me this week, and she hit me with one. She told me that Chef Elise
out of Pepe
got upset and told her that she was coming to live with me.
Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit!
I don't know. I say that because like basically, I think she wanted to play with one of her friends or something. And, her mom was like, we can't do that right now because I'm working. And, it's a lot for her to be in the house while I'm working. Wait till I finish working. And then, whatever, you got a play date, we'll work that shit out. And she was like, nah, I'm going to go live with dad. And my ex texted me this information. Now, maybe she was texting me because she thought I would find it funny. But I had a little, mini panic attack because I ain't know how to respond to that, It's a tough position. It's a tough position because I can't be a hypocrite, right? I know my ex and I had a conversation once, early after the divorce, when I think there was still a lot of anger. And she said something about, being jealous of me, that I had time, to myself and I could do things. And I ain't have to care for a child 24/7, and I get that. And but my response at the time was, well, I'm jealous of you. You get to see her every day. You get to have conversations with her every day. You get to put her to sleep. You get to wake her up in the morning. And that's truth. That's true. I miss my little girl. I miss putting her to bed every night, and I miss waking her up in the morning. And it's like at this age, it's just like a first is happening every other day. Everything is new to her. All the things we take for granted is just a part of our lives, or stuff that maybe she don't know I haven't done before. And I feel like I'm just, I'm missing out on so much. And so I'd love to, have that 24/7 time, with my sweet pea. But that is not the life that I've created at this point. My apartment isn't an apartment, for a full-time kid. Her bedroom right now is like my office, my recording studio, and my chill out spot, where it gets converted into a bedroom, every 2 weeks when she comes over. So, that would have to be restructured. A lot of the things that I do would have to be restructured. And that's the immediate thing that goes through my head. It seemed as if the text was expecting a response. And I feel like I can't be like, I don't want her, and I don't not want her. I just feel like I had to play it, the right way. Yeah, she's welcome to come here, but it ain't gonna be as sweet as she think it is. I think I told y'all before, some of the stuff she gets away with here, or some of the stuff I laugh off when she's here, is because I don't have to deal with it on a consistent basis. She come and say some slick shit to me, I might find it funny in the moment, and you know, things don't go left. If she's saying the same slick shit to me every day, and I'm providing everything, I feel like my mom. Like, I can hear the speeches. Like, I buy the toilet paper you wipe your ass with. Like, if we in that situation, and she's saying slick shit to me, it might be a completely different, you know, thing. And so I'm like, but how do you say that to a 6-year-old? Like, shit is, dad is only fun because you only see him every 2 weeks. If you saw me every day, you would not like dad as much as you think you do. But yes, but you don't want to be like, you know, because I would love to have my daughter, but it's not the life that I've created. Like, I'm, I perfect example. I went to see Questlove DJ on Saturday night. I went out to see Questlove down here, and that was just super dope show. Very dope. Had a great time. Like, I'm starting to like loosen up. Like, because I'm trying to. I miss the family life, and I miss the putting her to bed, waking her up, and that kind of stuff. And so, I have like started to structure my life in a way to try to fill those voids. Like, I'm trying to get out and do more, because I'm very, you know, solo right now. It's very just me in this apartment by myself, and that's not a fun way to live. And so I've started to branch out and start to do these things to kind of fill that void of being, you know, in here by myself all the time. It's like, then I get hit with this, at least say she want to come live with you. It's like, okay, you know, like, I don't know what to say. And I feel like I have an example of like mishandling the situation. So my mom in the seventh grade, I don't know, one of them two. Back when I was in middle school, when I was peaking, she kicked me out. Kicked me out is harsh. She facilitated a prisoner transfer. Like, I think kick me out sounds like she said, get the fuck out. I don't care where you go. She pretty much, you know, coordinated the handoff of me leaving her house and going to live with my dad. And I mean, and her understanding kind of what that was. This wasn't like a Boys to Men type situation. Is it Boys in the Hood? God damn. Sorry, I fucked that up. It wasn't like a Boys in the Hood situation where it's like, you know, I can't teach you how to be a man, you know, blah, blah. Nah, it wasn't that. It was just, I'm sick of this little nigga. And I feel like at some point she was having a conversation with my dad or complaining to him about, you know, what was going on with me. And he might have thinking in his mind, you know, her knowing his situation, her knowing his lifestyle, that, you know, when he said, man, send a little motherfucker over here, you know, she would have been like, I think if you would have asked my mom 100 times, you know, whether she was cool with me leaving and going to live with my dad, 99 of them times she would have said, hell no. But he caught her on the one day where I was fucking up just enough. She was like, bet. Word, he can come with you? All right, packing his shit. And because it was just like that. Like, the incident happened and my dad was on the way and he came and got me. And it's like the craziest 2 weeks of my life. A lot of shit happened in the 2 weeks. I was only gone for 2 weeks. She let me come back on. Like, that was, it was that crazy. Funny story real quick though. So she gave me the news. I think I had gotten in a fight with my sister or something like that. It was, I don't even know what it was, but things went, I hulked out. This is the beginning of me doing my like hulk out. So I was hulking out at like the seventh or eighth grade. And when I hulk out, like, I don't hurt nobody, but it's anger on a different level. And I don't come down fast. And so she was done with it. And so she basically gave me the news that you going to live with your dad, like, mid argument. And everybody knew that wasn't cool with me. Like, I wasn't going to be happy about that. So in my, you know, seventh grade mind, it was like, fuck this, I'm running away. And so I don't think I said it, but I obviously tipped my hand because I was trying to dip out the garage. I opened up the garage, you know, the door from the house into the garage, and then I hit the button to open up the garage door, the garage side, and I'm getting ready to leave, and she comes behind me and hits the button to put it back down. So adrenaline, you know, I'm hulked out, adrenaline at an all-time high, and, you know, I'm a seventh grade, however old you are at that time, I'm that age kid. It felt like a ghetto Indiana Jones type of moment. Like, the door is coming down, and in my mind, it's going to look super dope, and it's going to be like an extra fuck you on the way out. As she is trying to close this door on me, I hit the ultimate, like, slide and roll under the door and get out, you know, just in the nick of time. And so that's how I thought it was going to look in my head. My dumb ass didn't remember that by this time they had the technology where they put sensors at the bottom of the door so it wouldn't close on something. So I didn't need to do no running slide. All I had to do was like stick my toe under the door and the shit would have went back up. And that's exactly what happened. Like, I tried to do the slide and roll, which didn't work out either. But then once I got under the door, I hit the sensor and the door went back up. So it looked like, fuck, you know. So to anybody on the outside, it's like, what was this little kid sliding the floor? Like, did he just fall? Like, what was that? Like, it wasn't the stunt extravaganza that I thought it was going to be. And I ended up with my dad anyway. But I digress. Back to this story. So, yeah, I'm trying to figure out, you know, what to say. Because I feel like, you know, I could have messed that up like my dad did and be like, man, you know, she want to come here, send her here. And I'm not ready. Hopefully there's a day where I am ready sometime in the very near future. I told you I was looking at the house. But it's like $1.4 million. So, that's what I want. So I need y'all. Support the podcast. Buy some merch. Get these shirts. Some of the algorithm. Coupon code 20%. Algorithm. I got the shirts. Gain some definition. Have y'all seen the ad push that I'm trying to do? Yeah. I mean, so that I can help me out with me and my daughter. It's your public service. Hold on. But yeah. I don't know how I handled it in the end. I was trying to get on a video call with her so we could, you know, talk about why she was upset or whatever. And probably by then it had dissipated. So I really am feeling like it was a whole lot of overthinking. And like, I just went somewhere in my head. And probably my ex was just texting me because she thought it was funny. But yeah, it's hard to sense humor over text messages. You got to put an LOL at the end or I don't get it. So, and she ain't put the LOL or the smiley face or none of that shit. So, that's what it did. So, lesson any, if you text me and it's a joke, just put the LOL. or this is what you're going to do to my week. But anyway, but back to the, I did want to get back to the Questlove show. Because it was the highlight of my week. And it feeds into why I'm doing the podcast tonight. Like, it was a big part of me that was just like, man, don't nobody listen to this shit. Fuck it. Like, just give it a week. You human. You don't have to feel like you got to do this every week. Like, just relax. Let it go. But I went to that Questlove show. And I had had a week, man. I had had a week. And then for like 3 hours, I just had the time of my life. And none of the shit that I was thinking about all week was there. Like, and this was momentous to me. Like, this was momentous to me. Like, I've been a Questlove fan, a Roots fan, for a long time. I'm one of them people that was y'all like pissed off when Jimmy Fallon picked them to be the house band for the Tonight Show, because I didn't want the Roots, the legendary Roots crew, to be known as the band on the Tonight Show. And I think there may be some people who, you know, who only know that of them. But then the fucking documentary came out, and I felt super dope about that, because I was on it from the beginning. Like, from the minute he was like, we doing it and talking about it coming, I was waiting for it. And then when it hit, and it hit on a platform that I already had, like, I ain't had to go buy another subscription to some shit to see it, I was, you know, super hyped. And I think I watched it like immediately, and then I'm just hitting people, you know, letting them know that this documentary is out, it's dope. I got my mom to watch it. And this was months ago. And I'm never like on the wave of whatever is dope. Like I'm always behind the shit. And this time I was out in front. And then he won an Oscar for the joint. And I felt extra hyped. Like I did something personally, which I didn't, but it felt good for me to have been on the wave ahead of time for a change. And then I saw he was coming to Austin. So, I could go. I was supposed to, I did go to dinner with Chad and his girl for her birthday, yesterday on Sunday. There was a question about whether it was going to be Saturday or Sunday. And so I bought the tickets and was just like, man, however it plays out, it plays out. I'm going to buy the ticket. Questlove was Saturday. I'm going to buy the ticket. If the dinner's on Saturday, they're my people. They've taken care of me. I made that commitment. I'm going to that dinner. Like, I just had to miss the show. But if it's on Sunday, I can go. And it turned out it was on Sunday. So I went to see Questlove. And, man, it's something about watching a person who is very good at what they do, like do it. And then while they're doing it, you can see how much fun they are having doing, like how much enjoyment they're getting out of doing what it is they do or what they, and seeing the enjoyment that you get from. And he was just like, I mean, I've seen a couple DJs play, no distance. I mean, Talib was dope. You know, DJ K Cali, who came out before him, she was very, very dope. But Questlove is just, Questlove, man, he was setting us up, have you think one thing was coming and then somehow like bait and switch you, but with something better, like something you didn't even know you wanted, but here it is. You're like, shit, that is the perfect, hell yeah, let's go. And he had a large like go-go section, and growing up in DC, I was never the biggest go-go fan, but now like if I'm somewhere and somebody play go-go, I gotta go extra just to let you know, like that's my home. And it makes me feel a certain kind of way when the music come on. Like I was jamming. And it was I think there was a section of the crowd that got lost, white people, when all the go-go started playing, which made it a bigger moment for me. But it was just a super dope show. And I got a chance to get out of my head and have fun and just not be where I was at mentally leading up to that show. And so, you know, I don't know if anybody looks forward, you know, to Mondays because they know what is TWS is dropping and Flan is going to ramble on for a half an hour and I can listen to it. And he's going to talk about nonsensical shit that don't mean anything, that's not going to make me feel a certain kind of way. Or he's going to laugh about something inappropriate and I can judge him. Or whatever it is you get out of this, it may be somebody who's waiting for Monday to come so they can get that and they can have, you know, that 30 minutes away from their shit. And I think it's important for all of us, it's like to just be present in a way that we can be of service to one another. And sometimes that is just being there, being, you know, talking, just having a conversation, just being a distraction for a couple minutes for somebody, or just being an ear, or just being a presence, you know. Yeah, so I felt like I needed to get up, get off the couch, and come over here and record this. Because there may be somebody who isn't, I'm not trying to deliver no messages in no pulpit, but we can sit down and just talk for 30 minutes. I can do that. No problem. I got you, family. Well, yeah. That was my week for the most part. Hopefully I'll be able to talk to you all about this big thing that I'm doing. And you can be like, nigga, what the fuck? That is what you've been like being all vague and mysterious about. Like it was something special. That, nigga? And I'm like, yes, motherfucker. Because, you know, some shit comes easy to me and some shit comes hard, man. And, you know, I made it through. So I checked the box for me this week. I did some shit I didn't, you know, I impressed myself. Fuck y'all. No, I love you. Anyway, this, blame it on the Jet Black, the roasted mate, whatever that is, and espresso beans. One more sip. I feel like those sips is like really, I got to step away from the microphone or something. Like, I hate for y'all to have to hear me swallow like that. Pause. But yeah, man, if you made it this far, I appreciate you. I ain't gonna ramble on no more. I ain't gonna hold you no longer. We'll do my calls to action real quick. Shout out to Zaya Fitness. If you're looking for ways to get your, you know, nutrition and your fitness goals, you know, working, especially. I know it's a little late. Summer is damn near here, but why not? It's never too late. You're never too young. You're never too old. Whatever that shit is. But hit up Zaya Fitness on livealphafitness.com. That's livealphafitness.com. It can get you where you need to be in terms of your fitness and nutrition goals. Or ladies, you can just watch and prepare for this. I think he's got a bodybuilding contest or something coming up. So if that's what floats your boat, check out his Instagram. You might enjoy yourself. As far as me, I got merch. I got merch on the whatistws.com store. So whatistws.com/store. It is the summer of the algorithm. I know it's not summer yet, so relax. But it is the summer of the algorithm as far as I'm concerned. So coupon code algorithm will get you 20% off your entire order on the store. I got a couple more shirts out. I just dropped the Dopeness Definition shirt, which I really like. So I got a whole gaining definition collection. You know, some of the sayings I use, some of the slang from back home, you know, stuff like dopeness. You know, if I say it more than 3 times, I'm probably going to put it on a shirt. But if you're trying to gain some definition this summer, see how I'm trying to fold the fitness shit into it, hit up the store, get you some shirts, help me get this $1.4 million house. And then next time my daughter says she want to come live with dad, I'm gonna be like, bring it, whatever. Pack your stuff. Pack you. Matter of fact, don't even pack nothing. Just come on. I already got your shit over here. Let's go. I'm coming to get you. But with that being said, I appreciate y'all for hanging out with me. Until we speak again, be safe, be easy, be light. And know this, if you know nothing else, I love you. Holla.